This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Allied Solutions' very own Joette Collette talking about the increase in physical attacks on ATMs and ITMs. Yes, there's a huge increase in people wrapping cables around these ATMs and ITMs and dragging them down the street to some place where they can bust them open and get all the cash out. This is a real growing problem in not only in our country, but globally as well, as Joette will tell us. So just an eye-opening discussion here with Joette, so check it out. I am so intrigued by this topic that we're going to be talking about today, Joette. It's the increase in physical attacks on ATMs and ITMs, basically removing them from their sites or the foundation from which where they are. You look at an ATM or something or an ITM, you go, how in the world are you going to move that? How in the world are you going to get that out of there? And then obviously what the bad folks do is they bust them open and get all the money that's out of them. So, but can you share with us, what is all that? What's going on out there? Because obviously there's an increase on these attacks on these machines. So it's interesting what's going on. So what's going up?
It's crazy, Mike. It really is. Last year and the beginning of this year, we're just seeing a lot of claims with these machines. And it's really not just the money that's taken out of the machine. Machines are destroyed, when they're fully recovered. So, or sometimes, they're not even able to be successful, but they're destroying the machine, depending on the type of attack.
Right.
But the most popular attack, what we're seeing, because I call credit unions after I see the claim come in to just kind of see, what kind of physical and alarm security did they have? And, what could we do to help other credit unions to deter this happening to them? And what we're seeing a lot of is it's the ATM or ITM that's in the farthest lane of a drive up. So it's a standalone ATM that island. And there's an easy getaway a lot of times. So what they call the runaway. So it's stolen trucks, generally what we see. A large stolen truck, pulls up and sees an easy target and, hooks it up, and within minutes, it's pulling it off its foundation, dragging it until, those groups can load it onto the back of the pickup and off they go. So that is the most popular, but I mean, there is really more than that. We've seen some explosive attacks. So the ATM or ITM is blown up. You also see what they call ram raid pull out attacks, and they're pulling them getting a piece of heavy equipment, going full force into a wall and pulling it out of a wall. That's another type of attack. Also the break-in attacks. That's if there's a unit that's in a convenience store or anywhere unattended, and they feel that there's, little or no security, and it's in the middle of the night they're doing this.
Yeah.
So they break in there, and then they have some time using tools, to torches and so forth to get into that unit. But as I said, it's that ATM on the island, the standalone ATM. So we really want our credit unions throughout the country to be aware of this, because this has been happening in Europe for probably 10 years, and it's happening here in the States a few years ago, but last year and so far this year, it's just out of control. And some say that it had a little bit to do with COVID. The credit unions are really encouraging and finding ways for members to gain access to their finances, their money, or transactions easier and really self-service. And during COVID, too, because some of the branches were closed, probably 4 months in the ATMs, and the thieves couldn't, walk in the door and rob the credit union, so they're always finding alternative ways, to scam people, to rob people, rob institutions.
Yeah, it seems like you have You got the hackers who are breaking into the credit unions or the financial institutions, you know, via software, I mean, that way, you know, through online means or mobile means. But then you have this other group of people who are very physical and are wrapping cables around ATMs and dragging them down the street from their foundations. It's just, you got both ends of the spectrum here. It's just crazy what's going on out there. And this is the type of stuff that you would usually see like in a movie or some sort of crime TV show or something like this. But this is scarily enough a reality, it sounds like, right? I mean, this is something that's rising in popularity, dare I say.
Yes, it is. And I guess these thieves, this group of thieves, they're not as sophisticated with the, you know, going
as the hackers, yeah.
The hackers, like, to perform a cyber attack, mm-hmm. you know, so they're coming into the ATMs and ITMs and away they go. But there is a lot that credit unions can do, and I think that awareness is so important. That's right, why right. I appreciate the opportunity. The number one thing, I do encourage all credit unions, financial institutions, to work with their vendor and reevaluate, assess their ATMs that they have. What I was finding in talking to some of these credit unions that had losses, they've had their ATMs, you know, ripped off the foundations, is they were older ATMs mm-hmm. and they did not have security that's really necessary. There is ratings for ATMs. In the past, ratings were UL underwriting laboratory ratings, like Money Safes are rated. Just to give you an example, Money Safes are rated by, you know, underwriter laboratories, and they're rated against a professional burglar gaining access. So Money Safe, that is a TL-15 rating, some of the viewers may have heard of this, that means it's toll resistive for 15 minutes mm-hmm. against a professional burglar from gaining entry. And there's various higher ratings. Well, the same holds true with ATMs, and they're rated with a CEN rating, C-E-N, mm-hmm. and that rating is abbreviated for Central European Norm. So it's similar to UL rating. So that's important for a credit union to know what their rating is for the ATM. Like a CEN 1, that is the lowest level of security. So you're going to have thinner walls on where the money is kept mm-hmm. inside the unit, a thinner door.
Right.
Whereas if when you get up in the CEN rating, like a CEN 3, it's going to have thicker walls and a thicker door. So it's going to protect that money more.
Right.
And then they also add like a CEN 3 Gas X. And a Gas X means, then in addition to all that physical security of the unit, it protects against, explosive attacks. So that's really key to find out what kind of unit you're using, because what I found in talking to credit unions, that unit on that drive-up is rated that of an ATM that really should be inside mm-hmm. the credit union.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't have that protection that it needs. Like in Spain, for example, they're only allowed for their standalone exterior ATMs. It's mandated that they have a CEN 3 with Gas X is the lowest rating that they're mm-hmm. permitted. Now, mm-hmm. we have that here in the U.S. The financial institution can make that determination themselves. But that is the kind of unit that should be there. If a credit union is looking to purchase something, so they really need to explore that.
Yeah, no doubt.
They currently have thing, you know, there are some additional components that they could add, you know, with upgrading and then with the new unit as well. One thing that's really important is to cage that standalone unit in.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you see these bowlers on either side to protect against a car from hitting the ATM, but you need something across the front of the unit or even all around the unit, on the sides and up top.
Yep.
So it's going to make it more difficult. There's also kits that they can purchase that help to avoid like them inserting a hook and chain, you know, to be able to easily pull that out, and also to insert chemicals. So there's kits like for that as well. Also the alarms. I mean, most of them have the interior alarm that signals a silent alarm to the local police station. Mm-hmm. By the time they get that, that ATM could be long gone.
Oh, yeah.
But what's really nice is to have an exterior alarm and strobe lights. So if you know, a truck pulls up and bangs into it or starts to shake it, an exterior alarm's going to go off, strobe lights are going to off, and hopefully that criminal's just going to, you know, drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things, too, that you could do, but it's after the attack happened. You could have a tracking device that's included with your money, so you could eventually, and I think in most cases, I read that 95% of those cases, they do find the criminal, but then the damage is already done.
Right, right.
Or ink staining, so that the money is stained, so it basically renders the money useless.
Mm-hmm.
But we have credit unions implement controls so that this thief can't attack it.
Yeah, Yeah, you see this stuff on TV, you see this stuff in movies, and occasionally you see stuff on the news, but I never imagined that it would be happening on such a wide scale like this, you know? And I mean, do you have any statistics or anything like that to share, or any kind of like before, like, you know, this is what was going on in 2015 as opposed to 2022 or something like that? I would just, if not, no worries. I'm just kind of seeing if you guys have a comparison to see the rise in these events.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, not statistic wise, but I can tell you it's a huge increase with us. In 2020, there were maybe a few attacks, and mostly in Texas. It seemed like it started in Texas, but like, you know, a huge increase towards the end of last year and
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, because you had asked me that in advance of, you know, if I had any statistics. And one thing I found, and it's an isolated statistic, but it was online, that the Philadelphia police, so this is one city, a large city, report that 157 ATMs in the city were damaged or destroyed in 2020, compared to only five in 2019.
Okay.
And three in 2018.
That's a big jump.
Yeah. I think that in itself, and that's one city in the U.S., but you can imagine a huge jump. I mean, thousands percentage jump or something.
Oh, those poor ATM machines. My gosh, what do they do? Oh, my gosh. It's just... I mean, in one sense, it's almost comical, but in the other sense, it's very serious as well, because this is, you know, you're damaging a credit union or any kind of financial institution's property, and you're stealing, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on, but it's just the violence of it. And, you know, you would traditionally think, you know, that a thief or a burglar or somebody who's trying to steal money is trying to be as stealthy as possible. You know, I want to get in and out without making a sound type of thing. This is the total opposite. They're blowing stuff up. They're dragging large pieces of equipment down the street and throwing them in the back of a pickup. This is the total opposite. And it's almost incredibly bold to do this type of stuff. So, and it still just blows my mind.
Talk about incredibly bold. There was a credit union that they had that done at one branch, and then the thieves went down the road about 5 miles to one of their other branches. So he attacked two branches, and they were both on the island, the furthest part
mm-hmm.
of the island. They were able to, he didn't get away with the second ATM, left it in the parking lot because the police did arrive. But I just encourage credit unions to, really evaluate what they have, like a very well-lit area, like things like that, or that there are cameras, although they're covering their faces and everything, and it's hard to even get a license plate, but a very well-lit area, not an easy runaway, you know, maybe mm-hmm. putting up, you know, blockers. So it's harder, you know, to take off.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think the barriers would be a huge thing. And like you said, putting in tracking devices and alarms and strobe lights and things like that, just things like that, that would just make them think twice about doing something like that, you know, or if something goes off, then okay, then they're out of there quickly just to kind of, you know, mitigate what damage they've already done. So gosh, this is, I'm so glad you guys brought this to our attention, Joette. I mean, it's just again, it just seems so Hollywood, you know, but if this is reality now, you know, so it's crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah. So if everybody just, you know, reassesses it and maybe even put a little sign up, you know, that says, you know, that, you know, strobe lights will go off exterior ring if there's any vibration to this unit, you know, there's a lot to be done. And we did a risk alert on this. So we do have some information that we're happy to share with everybody.
Please.
And then also, if anybody has any questions, feel free to me, or we have a risk specialist mailbox that we have available for, you know, our financial institutions to ask questions or have further consultations. So, I mean, we're willing to help any credit union out there.
Fantastic.
Because once they know they're not going to get away with it, I mean, then... Well, then they'll resort to something else.
Nope, you got that right.
We solve one problem, go to the next. But at least we want to solve the problem.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Joette. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for this information. Yeah, a lot of credit unions out there are probably scratching their heads like, what is going on? So, and then others want to be proactive and protect themselves and protect their members as well. So yeah, really great information here. And we'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes so people can get right to all the information that you guys are providing. And then they can give you guys a call if they have any questions or need some help. So that'd be a wonderful resource.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity again. And credit unions out there, it's not if, it's when. So thank you.
Agreed. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.